Yeah, they are trying to raise our awareness of the racial problem, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So do you have your benchmarks for a good one? I mean, a good sci-fi movie.
So what makes a good sci-fi movie?
Yeah, the benchmarks in your mind.
Well, I think it's got to have some new innovation in it. So I particularly like James Bond movies, because every James Bond movie has some high-tech stuff in there, which makes you think, oh yeah, in the future we could have this. That would be really cool. The next is got to have a small twist in the tale. So somebody you think is good, or maybe somebody you think is evil at the beginning, actually becomes either, is actually a good person, or is actually a bad person, because I think that can give you some surprise. And finally, of course, I think both the visuals, so both the visual special effects are very important, and also the sound effects, I think, are also very important. And I think that's why science fiction movies do so well in cinema, because when you watch them on the big screen, and also the sound is so loud, you really feel like you are part of the movie.
Yeah, that's true. So what is small twist in the tale? Tale is T-A-I-L, right?
T-A-L-E. So the storyline.
Tale, T-A-L-E.
The storyline. Yeah,
silly of me to ask the question. Okay, 我希望你没有听懂刚才我跟 Alex 说了些什么。Tail 其实刚才我就理解成了尾巴那个词，就是 T-A-I-L。但是刚才 Alex 提到的这个 small twist in the tail, tail 是指 storyline.
Yeah, so twist in the tail is a very old-fashioned, actually, kind of phrase, but we still use it today. So tail means story. Some superhero, some fairy tale bliss. But if we want to be a bit more modern, we could say a twist in the plot.
OK, 你总是对的Plot 也是
Yeah, we can say plot, storyline
Yeah, storyline, yeah, I know this Story, storyline, I think it's OK, right? 就这个意思就是大家希望在情节里面会有一点波折、曲折、离奇，对不对？也不定是离奇，反正有一些曲折，不要让你一下猜得到 Not so predictable 所以他说呢，就是 twist 这拧劲儿拧一下子，或者是变态有的时候说这个 tech twist 我们说一个人是 tech twist 啊，就是变态、科技变态，对不对？所以yeah, twist 就是 T-W-I-S-T.
Yeah, I think today, actually, a lot of young people like these sort of twists. Not just science fiction movies, but in, like, detective TV shows.
Me,
this is
me,
also
that's
like,
me.
Just like Sherlock Holmes.
The name's Sherlock Holmes, and the address is 221B Baker Street.
You have to watch every minute of it, because if you miss some information, you might misunderstand what's happening.
Yeah, my IQ is not enough for that for me. Okay, how can we say 烧脑? 烧脑就是说 you have to think and keep watching it, every detail like you mentioned, 烧脑, burning my brain. Not the right word, I think.就是它会 requires you to have a high IQ and it requires you to
be
analytical.
Well, it needs your... Well, it definitely requires your full concentration.
Okay.
Yeah, it needs your full concentration. Otherwise, it can give you a bit of a brain ache.
Okay. Yeah. 对，所以烧脑的句子就是说呢 requires your full concentration. Otherwise, you get a brain ache. Ache 就是胃疼啊、牙疼啊那个疼，就是我们学过了。
Yeah,
就是 A-C-H-E, right?A-C-H-E.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Yeah, I think you've got a really good summary about what kind of a good sci-fi movie should be. 去跟好莱坞的导演谈一谈啊，我觉得这些都是很必要的一些标准。Okay, so next, you can have a rest. I will recommend some good, really, really good movies, sci-fi movies on 豆瓣. Everyone knows 豆瓣 in China. 就是一个film reviewing website that is really authoritative in China. Everybody just trusts them so much about the comments of movies.Do you know this? 豆瓣你知道吗?
Yeah, actually, sometimes I look at 豆瓣 as well.
think because
you're
Chinese,
because
it's good.
You can see many reviews, yeah.
Yeah. 所以我们来谈一下豆瓣里面呢最近的一些高分的这种科幻的电影啊。第一个叫做Counterpart 就是 C-O-U-N-T-E-R-P-A-N-T 你不用记住这个名字因为它有一个中文名字叫相对宇宙相对宇宙 I don't know, the translation is nothing relevant OK, 但是呢 anyway 8.5 它的评分是高到 8.5 哦所以可以自己去看一下第二个叫做 I don't know whether you watched it Alex 叫做 The Expanse 苍穹浩瀚这个是 9.1 的评分好吗真的是很厉害了啊 The Expanse 就是 E-X-P-A-N-S-E Obviously you haven't watched it
No I thought I'll just keep quiet for you, Julie, to talk about it.
Okay. I just want to involve you, you know, but I don't know how to do that. I just got a bit excited about, you know, introducing this. 还是啊，我不管现在 Alex 会不会被 involve 进来。第三个 movie 是，大家都知道，第三个电影啊，是叫 Westworld。
Dreams don't mean anything, Dolores. They're just noise. They're not real.
Everyone knows it. Westworld. I don't really like it, to be honest. 西部世界8.9 2019年会开拍第三部，刚才的那个 The Expanse 是2019年会开拍第四季。 OK, the last one is Fringe. Fringe 是 F-R-I-N-G-E, 就叫危机边缘，五季已经都完成了，是 8.6 的评分。 So, whether you want to watch them, go ahead. I don't care. 大家可以去试一下，如果你有时间的话，搜索一些这样的电影。 Do you have any recommendations for sci-fi movies, Alex?
Actually, I don't think many people like some of the things that I like to watch, but I did watch a science fiction TV series, which was in Chinese, which it features TF Boys, and it's about artificial intelligence.
TF Boys? Okay,
actually, I thought it was quite good, so I don't know if our listeners have watched
it. What's the name?
I don't know what it's called.
You forget it.
Yeah, I've forgotten, but it's about artificial intelligence.
Oh, no. And... it's such a bad recommendation. Forget the name.
No, it's because it was in Chinese. It was in Chinese. I can't remember what the Chinese name is, but I watched it because it was on... Because I've got a Alertia TV, so at that time, it was heavily promoted, so I watched it. And I thought, actually, it's okay. It's quite good, yeah.It's about a robot that goes to school and people don't realize he's a robot. So, and then there's a lot of moral issues in it. So I thought it was quite good. Yeah.
Wow. Sounds like Twilight. 有点像暮光之城 A jaguar goes to school and falls in love with a girl, human girl, and turn the girl into a jaguar. 就暮光之城那种有点像啊。
Yeah.
刚才这个大家自己去搜一下了，我也不知道叫什么名字。Alex 也忘了。